Tanya for the eighth day of Cheshvan is in Egeret HaKedesh, Simen Chav Vav, 26. It's on Kuf Mem Dalad Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 558. We are two-thirds of the way down at the period. V'hine k'shehamalchus da'atzilus mislabesh es b'klipas nega. When Malchus da'atzilus is clothed in klipas nega. Kedei levarer hanitzutzei shenoflu b'chet odom harishein. When Malchus da'atzilus descends into the klipa, into klipas nega, in order to elevate and purify the divine spark that fell into klipa when Adam HaRishon sinned by eating from the tree of knowledge, the gam hareish pei ches nitzutzin shenoflu b'shvirat hakelim, and also prior to that, prior to the sin of eating from the tree of knowledge, in the act of creation itself, there were the 288 sparks that fell into klipa. As, so when Malchus Datsilus descends to elevate and to refine those sparks, Azai Gam HaMalchus Datsilus Nikra B'Shem Eitz Hadas Tevara, then Malchus Datsilus itself is referred to as the Eitz Hadas, which is a mixture of good and evil, which is Klipas Nega, because when Malchus Datsilus invests itself in Klipas Nega in order to elevate the sparks there, then it too is referred to as Eitz Hadas. And this is, relatively speaking, legabi zod atzilus, relative to the higher levels of atzilus, which are the six emotions that precede malchus. She'eina yered shom, they do not descend into klipa, and they don't elevate the sparks. So compared to them, the level of malchus of atzilus is called etadas, while they, the other attributes of Atzilus, are Nikra Eitz Chaim. They are called the Tree of Life. Now this investment of Malchus in Klipas Nega, the descent of Malchus into Klipa, who said Golus Hashchina, that is the concept, the idea of the Shechina, being in Golus, Asher Sholat HaOdom BaOdom, where the evil person governs, rules over the holy person, but for the eventual downfall of the evil, in order that the goodness be taken out of the evil. For that purpose, Malchus Datsilus invests itself and is submissive, in a sense, to the klipa in order to get the goodness out of the klipa. And this is the meaning of the statement in the Raya Mehemna, which the Alter Rebbe began this letter with, to explain the statement that in the times of Mashiach, when the tree of life will be dominant rather than the tree of knowledge, then the Talmidei Chachamim won't need to be supported by the ignorant. Whereas in our time, in the time when the tree of knowledge is dominant, then the Talmidei Chachamim are supported by the ignorant, by the Am Haaretz. And the Alter Rebbe asked, in the times of the Second Temple, the Talmidei Chachamim were not supported by the ignorant. They had their own field and their own sources of income. So here the Alter Rebbe explains what that statement means. Ubizimno de ilno de tevara shalta, etc. In the times when the tree of knowledge is dominant, then inun, then these Talmidei Chachamim have to be supported by the ignorant. Dehainu, this means that bizman golus hashchino, in the time when the Shechina is in golus, which means that mashpas lechitzenim shehem beklipas negam, that holiness or malchus of Atzilus is in exile because it is feeding into the unholiness. Shehaedev rav yein kemishom, and the riffraff are the ones who get their energy and their sustenance from unholiness. So in the time of Golos, when the Shechina is in Golos, it first nourishes the unholy, the klipa, and then gets to the fruit and nourishes the fruit. So then, nitamtzisam nizeinim tamidei chachamim begolos, from the extract of the chayis that is given to klipa, the tamidei chachamim are given their nourishment. The oz, and at that time, under those circumstances, Iker Aveda Sa'odam, the Iker Esek HaTorah VaHaMitzvahs, the main Aveda and the main involvement in Torah and Mitzvahs is Levader HaNitzutzes, is to separate, to clarify or purify those sparks and take them out of their unholy context. Keneda MeArizal, as is known from the Arizal, that in our times the main Aveda is elevating the Nitzutzin. And lochein iker halimud who be iyunu pilpul halacha beiser veheter tuma v'tahara, and that's why the study, the emphasis in the study, in our times, is the struggle and the pilpul of determining and clarifying what a halacha is, whether something is permissible or not, whether something is pure or not. And that is levadet hamuter v'hatoheh meha'osir v'hatomeh. And that's because in the time of Golos, when the Eitz Hadas is dominant, the good and the evil are mixed together, and they have to be clarified, they have to be separated and made clear, and this comes about through the pilpul and the discussion and the arguments and so on. Al yedei iyun u'pilpul halacha b'chochma bin avadas k'neida. And this comes through the efforts of Seichel, Chochma, Bina, and Das, in the struggle to clarify a halacha. Kenoida, as is known, De'eraisa mechochma nafkis, that Torah comes from Chochma, uve Chochma dafki is bezidu, and it is necessarily through Torah and Chochma that the Netzutzes can be clarified and purified, because it is through Chochma that clarification comes about. Hainu, and what we say chachma, we mean chachma ilo datzilus, hamalubeshes b'malchus datzilus. We mean the divine chachma of atzilus, as it expresses itself in the malchus of atzilus, which is the seid Torah shebal peh, the idea, the concept of the oral Torah, and that's also the connection between father and daughter. Chachma is called father, Malchus is called daughter. So Chachma expresses itself in Malchus. Hamalubesh is b'malchus d'yitzido, and Malchus of Atzilus in turn is clothed in Malchus d'yitzido, said HaMishnah Yisu Bereiseis, which is the place of the Mishnah and the Bereise, Hamalubesh is b'klipas Mega, that are clothed in Klipo, Shekeneged Elam Hayitzido, because Klipa begins in the world opposite, in other words, the unholiness that is opposite the holiness of the level of Yitzido. Sheshom Maschel Bechinas Hadas Shebenega, because there, in the world of Yitzido, in the unholy world of Yitzido, the dark side of Yitzido, that's where the knowledge of Nega begins. Or another version, the evil of Nega begins. Because in the world of Yetzida, there is half good and half bad. So we say that in the world of Yetzida, that's where evil comes into its own. And therefore, the Mishnah and the Bereisa that exist in the world of Yetzida, they come in contact with the Klipa, and there the Klipa can be elevated. Or another version is that the Bereises Hamalubashes Beklipas Nega Sheken Neged Elam Ha'asiya, that the Bereises are clothed in Klipas Nega because they are opposite the world of Asiya, the dark side, the unholy side of Asiya, Shesham Maschel Bechinas Hazash Benega, because it is there, in the world of Asiya, that the evil of Nega begins. And that's because in the world of Asiya, the evil is dominant. There is more bad than good. And in that sense, that's where evil comes into its own. And that's where it needs to be elevated. Kenedam Ma'arizal, as is known from the writings of the Ari. In the Hayem Yem for the eighth day of Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes that mitzvah has also the meaning of tzafsa, which means joining or attachment. When one performs a mitzvah, he becomes joined or attached to God himself, who is the commander of that particular mitzvah. And that's the meaning of schar mitzvah mitzvah, that the reward of a mitzvah is the mitzvah. The reward for doing the mitzvah, is becoming attached to the essence of God who commanded the mitzvah. This can also be understood through an analogy from the physical world. When an extremely simple person feels a sense of bittul in the presence of someone who is much greater than him, much wiser and much greater, the bittul in which he senses himself to be absolute nothingness. The sage, on the other hand, doesn't sense or perceive the simpleton as belonging at all to the category of human beings. So the bittul of the simple person is total, and the dismissal on the part of the sage of the simple person is also total. He doesn't consider him human. Not that the scholar rejects the simple person, God forbid, because that would be an evil trait, evil character. He simply sees no connection and finds no grounds on which to create a relationship with the simple person. They live in separate worlds. Now, if the sage instructs the simple person to do something for him, asks him to do him a favor, that command brings the simpleton into existence in his own perception. He no longer considers himself a non-entity. He assumes a status for himself in that he's able to carry out an order of the sage. He's able to serve and do something for the sage. And it is him that the sage asked or addressed or instructed to do this errand. And in the eyes of the sage also, the simpleton suddenly exists in his world, in the world of the sage. He is now a somebody to whom the sage can relate or interact. And what is more, the command actually unites the great, exalted sage with the very simple simpleton. And the analogy is obvious. When God gives us a commandment, it suddenly gives us an existence in God's world, and we suddenly become a something in that we have the mitzvah, we have the mission that we can do something for God. It's understood that in the above analogy, there's no difference at all what the mitzvah is about, whether it's a great important matter or a very simple and trivial errand. The result is the same.